Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Here I slide again, about to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were a frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now, taking a chance on love. Taking a chance on love. Dee-ba-doo-dee-ba-ba-doo-dee-doo. Taking a chance on love. I never dreamed in my slumbers, and bets were taboo. But now I'm playing the numbers on a little dream for two. Ba-do-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo, taking a chance on love, taking a chance, one chance, taking a chance on love.
That was Anita O'Day from 1957, Taking a Chance on Love. That was written by Vernon Duke and John Latouche. Anita was accompanied by the Oscar Peterson Trio, along with John Poole on drums. And they did a wonderful version of that fine standard. And they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we've got a mixture of songs for you from the 1940s and the 1950s. And our next song is from singer Eddie Fisher. Well, he'd burst on the scene in 1950 and had a spectacular few years. His career settled down a bit after that, but the voice stayed the same and the recordings kept coming. And this is an album that he made in 1958 called As Long As There's Music. And the song, Time on My Hands, written by Harold Adamson, Matt Gordon, and Vince Eumanns. And Eddie is joined on this one by the Hugo Winterhalter Orchestra. And the song itself, well, it was introduced in a stage musical called Smiles. And Eddie will be followed by Beryl Davis from 1947. Beryl had started out in the UK singing with her father's band in and around London. And during the war years, she sang with a number of names that became famous, such as Glenn Miller and also the Hot Club of France, with Stéphane Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. She moved to the U.S. at the end of the war and made her career home there and had a wonderful career, many recordings and many concerts. This is from early days in the U.S., 1947. They didn't believe me Beautiful tune written by Jerome Kern and Herbert Reynolds for The Girl from Utah musical from 1914 on Broadway. And Beryl is joined by the Toots Camerata Orchestra on this one. And then back to 1958 to another fantastic voice, and that is from Sarah Vaughan. Well into her career at this point, with that spectacular voice, a very powerful voice and a very tender voice as well at the same time. She's bringing us a song written by Sammy Kahn and Paul Weston called Day by Day. And she's joined by the Quincy Jones Orchestra. And we'll start with Eddie Fisher, Time on My Hands.
Time on my hands, you in my arms, nothing but love in view. Then if you fall once and for all, see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair for two. Time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart for you.
Thank you. just how wonderful you are. They didn't believe me. They didn't believe me. Your lips, your eyes, your curly hair are in a class beyond compare. You're the handsomest boy that one could see. And when I tell them, and I'm certainly gonna tell them, that you're the boy whose wife one day I'll be, they'll never believe me. They'll never believe me. But from this great big world you've chosen me.
You've just been listening to the gorgeous voice of Sarah Vaughan from 1958, Day by Day. Before Sarah, we heard from Beryl Davis with Toots Camerata and his orchestra, They Didn't Believe Me. And we started out with Eddie Fisher, along with Hugo Winterhalter and his orchestra, Time on My Hands, from 1958. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to songs in recordings taken from the years 1940s through to the 1950s. And we've got some lovely voices for you today as well. And we've got three coming up, and we're going to go now to one of the greatest of the jazz singers of the 20th century, and that has to be Ella Fitzgerald. And we're going to hear her with a recording from one of her songbooks. She made a series of recordings in the late 50s, early 60s of the work of the great songwriters. And this is taken from her Rodgers and Hart songbook. 1956 was when she recorded it, and she's joined by the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And the song is a lovely one, There's a Small Hotel. And then back to 1947, and we're going to join the Nat King Cole Trio. That's Nat on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Johnny Miller on bass, with a song written by Johnny Mercer and Richard Whiting for the feature film Ready, Willing, and Able. And the song is Too Marvelous for Words. And then we're going to hear from Margaret Whiting. Oh, what a lovely, warm, and delightful voice she had. Her father was the songwriter, Richard Whiting, so maybe having grown up with popular music and had an influence on Margaret. Anyway, she ended up working in the early 40s with Johnny Mercer and the Capitol label and made many recordings for them. This is one that she made in 1954, and the orchestra features, amongst its other members, the trumpet of Billy Butterfield. The song is called Moonlight in Vermont, and it was written by John Blackburn and Carl Sweisdorf. So three singers, three songs, and three wonderful orchestras. And we'll start with Ella Fitzgerald, There's a Small Hotel.
I'd like to get away, somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, Junior. You need a laugh or two. A certain place I know, Frankie, where funny people can have fun. That's where we two before you can count up one, two, three, four. There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. People, when
says good night, sleep well, we'll thank the small hotel. We'll creep into our little cell, and we will thank the small hotel together.
Too marvelous for words, lie glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. You're just too wonderful. I'll never find the words that tell enough, spell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
So hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, you and I and moonlight.
Thank you.
summer breeze, warbling of a meadow lark, moonlight in Vermont, you and I, and moonlight in Vermont.
You've been listening to the gorgeous tones of Margaret Whiting from 1954, Moonlight in Vermont, and joined on that one by the trumpet of Billy Butterfield. Before Margaret, we listened to the Nat King Cole Trio, Too Marvelous for Words from 1947, and we started out with the one and only Ella Fitzgerald from her Rodgers and Hart songbook, 1956, There's a Small Hotel. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to recordings from the 1940s and the 1950s, listening to some of the wonderful singers around at the time, along with the musicians that accompanied them, and occasionally the musicians just on their own. And we'll hear that coming up in our next set. Well, we're going to go to 1951 for our next recording, and that is from one of the great trumpeters of the century, and that is Miles Davis. Well, 1951 is fairly early on in his career, and he made an album called Conception, which was issued in 1956, and it featured a number of his early recordings. And this is one of them, Yesterday's. Written by Jerome Kern, the melody was, and the lyrics, which we won't hear today, but were written by Otto Harbach. And joining Miles in the studio that day were Lee Konitz on alto sax, Sal Mosca on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Arnold Fishkin on bass, and Max Roach on drums. And that will be Yesterday's. And after Miles and friends, we will hear from the excellent orchestra led by Woody Herman. This is a recording that they made in 1954, and the song was written by Woody himself along with band member Ralph Burns, and it's called Misty Morning. And following Woody, we will hear from Sammy Davis Jr., one of the great entertainers, I think, of his day. He could, of course, sing, he could dance, and he could also act. And we'll hear him from 1958. And this is from an album that he made in that year of some of the standard tunes, accompanied only by the guitar of Mundell Lowe. And it was called Mood to be Wooed. And it's a very fine album, and if you can find it, I do highly recommend it. Well, the song we'll hear from that album this morning is another Rodgers and Hart piece, and it's called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. And that will be Sammy Davis Jr. with Mundell Lowe on guitar. And we will start off with Miles Davis from 1951, Yesterday's. Thank you.
But a fool can have his charms. I'm in love and don't I show it, like a babe in arms. Love's the same old sad sensation. Lately I've not slept a wink since this kind of consternation put me on the blink. I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered, am I? I couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep when love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I agree. She can laugh, but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I'll cling to her. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? She is cold, I'll agree. She can laugh, but I love it, although the laugh's on me. I will sing to her each spring to her, and long for the day when I cling bothered and bewildered am I. Bewitched, bothered and
we listen to Sammy Davis Jr. in a recording with Mundell Lowe on guitar of 1958, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered. What a beautiful example of the Sammy Davis voice, and also delightful guitar from Mundell Lowe on that one. Before them, we heard from Woody Herman from 1954, one of Woody's own compositions, Misty Morning. And we started out with Miles Davis and Friends from 1951, with the Jerome Kern piece, Yesterdays.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And we've been listening to a whole series of voices today with one or two instrumentals fitted in. We're going to go now to 1941 to singer Billie Holiday. Well, she'd started out in the early 30s. I think her first recording was 1933. And she'd sung with a number of the jazz musicians over the years, for the Brunswick label mostly. Well, this is 1941 and she's moved on. I think she's recording for the Commodore label at this point, and she's accompanied by a group led by pianist Eddie Haywood. And they're going to bring us a delightful version of the Hoagy Carmichael Stuart Gorrell piece, Georgia on My Mind. And then forward to 1950 and we'll hear from the wonderful tones of Mel Torme. What a voice. And what a skill, so exquisite. Mel is going to bring us today a song written by Fats Waller and Harry Link called I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. And then we're going to go forward to 1945 to a very fine orchestra led by trumpeter Harry James, he of the very distinctive trumpet. It's often called soaring. It's quite recognizable. I guess that's the way to put it. Anyway, Harry's always wonderful to listen to, and in the 40s he led his own big band, and some very fine recordings resulted. Very popular in the 1940s. He had a number of arrangements prepared that worked very well with that style. He also had a number of wonderful singers with his band. They were starting, the singers that is, were to come forward a bit. They were being featured more front of stage with those lovely arrangements. By 1945, one of his singers is Kitty Callan, and we will hear from her with the Harry James Orchestra with the song Waiting for the Train to Come In. That was written by Sonny Skylar and Martin Block. And we'll hear now from Billie Holiday and Eddie Heywood, Georgia on My Mind.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. All the arms reach out to me, all the eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Through, are you? used to travel single all week, chance to mingle. Oh, now I'm a tingle over you. Say, Mr. Parson, stand by, 'cause I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. Stand by, 'cause I've got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. Falling for nobody else but you.
Waiting for the train to come in.
Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and we're coming to the end of this week's edition. And thanks so much for joining me today. And I do hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for us this afternoon. And we have one more song for you today from a recording made by Lena Horne with the gorgeous voice, 1945. Lena's going to bring us a song written by George and Ira Gershwin for the musical Funny Face. And she's accompanied by the Fillmore Four. And the song is called How Long Has This Been Going On? Here's Lena Horne.
Could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Little one, tell me now, how long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel like I could melt into heaven. I'm hurt. Kiss me once, and then once more. What a dunce I was before. What a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on? Could melt up into heaven. I'm heard. I know how Columbus felt finding another world. Kiss me once and then once more. What a dumb a break, for heaven's sake, how long has this been going on? How long?